Good morning. Welcome you all in the sanctuary and also online. We are so glad and grateful to have you all at this worship place. We gather together with one reason, one purpose. We are here to please God. Amen? We want to praise the Lord. We want to please God with all our hearts, with all that we are. Today is a great day. God has given us as a gift, so we call it the present. As we worship God, we may experience something beautiful God has already prepared for us. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves to worship God with our hearts, minds, and soul together.
Morning. Morning. Gracious Creator of love, let us witness and believe in the beloved selves that you have created each of us to be. I want to share with you today's entry from a book that I read regularly called You Are the Beloved by Henry Nouwen, and this entry is entitled Let Him Love You. Quote, the question of receiving the love of Christ is really very important. I personally feel more and more that sometimes it is harder for us to fully receive love than to give it. I am more and more convinced that we will find the peace and joy of Christ when we let Him truly enter into the deepest places of our hearts, especially those places where we are afraid, insecure, and self-rejecting, end quote. As we worship you this morning, O God, I pray that we find a way to see our belovedness each and every day. May we live our lives in that knowing. Amen.
Please arise in spirit and the one in body. You know, people in the sanctuary and also online, please arise in spirit and the one in body. And let us sing this hymn, Be Still My Soul. It's page 534 in the Navy Blue Book, the UM hymnal, the Navy Blue Book, page 534. Be Still My Soul. God is God who moves us from sorrow to joy. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Hi. How's everybody doing this morning? Good. I see a thumbs up. Y'all want to come up? You can. Yeah, right here is perfect. Right there. That's great. Greg, I see you back there. Good morning. How are you? Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? It's so good to see you all. It's so good to see all of you this morning. So I have a quick question. Oh, hi. Excellent. And Tigger's here too. Excellent. I have a question. Who likes to share? Anybody like to share? Oh, Tigger likes to share. Anybody else like to share? Yeah, you like to share? What kind of things do you like to share? Stuff that's not yours? Well, that's pretty easy to share. Like, hey, here's a Tigger. What do you like to share, Adia? Things that are yours. Yeah, that was, we just set you up well for that one. Well, I have some stickers. Well, can I share some stickers with you? Would you like unicorn stickers or sea stickers? You want the unicorn? Do you want unicorn or sea stickers? You want the sea stickers? Pastor Janu, which ones do you want? And anybody else who wants one, raise your hand afterwards. I'll come around afterwards and pass them out. I'll pass out. Anybody who wants a sticker, I'll pass them out. And Tigger wants some too? Okay, we'll get Tigger some. You know what? I like to share too. And sometimes it's not always the easiest thing to do. But the reason that sharing is great is because it actually feels pretty good. Have you ever shared something and we're like, wow, that felt really good to share something? Tigger says yes. You know, when you share, it sometimes isn't easy, like you were pointing out, Neil. But when you do share, it can feel actually really good. Do you know why? Well, we'll come back to that. I wanted to share a... Oh, what do you think? Because it's being kind, and being kind feels good? That's a good answer. I like that. Does Tigger have something to say? What does Tigger have to say? Okay. We'll hear about more from Tigger later. I wanted to share something from the Bible with you all. There is a book in the Bible called Proverbs, and Proverbs is a bunch of wise sayings. And one of the wise sayings in Proverbs goes like this. And actually, there's a coloring sheet over there. And if you want to color this, it actually says it right there. So if you want to color the wise saying, then you can. And it says, the rich and poor have this in common. God is the maker of them all. The rich and the poor have this in common. God is the maker of them all. So why does it feel good to share? There's lots of reasons, I think. But one of the reasons that I was thinking that I wanted to share with you all is that we were made to share. We were actually made as people of God to live in community with each other and to share what we have. Do you think that might be true? Do we live like that all the time? No, sometimes we like, no, this is mine. I want it, right? We don't always think that way. But if God is the maker of us all, then we're all beloved. We're all, from the very beginning, made to work and live and share with one another. What? That's a great story. You had lollipops for your birthday and you didn't want to share them at first? Oh, you had a giant lollipop for your birthday. That's harder to share. A giant, one of those big lollipops, those are hard to share. But you shared it anyway? That's true. If you don't share, that's a great lesson. When we hoard and keep things for ourselves, you think that feels good, but then you get sick on lollipops. Yeah. That's true. That's true. So we want to make sure we share Tigger, too. So it's good to share. And when we do, that's a great lesson that you had for us, Neil, that sharing also keeps us healthy. It's actually better for us that way. So we're almost done. Just to say, we don't always live that way, right? That we living so that we can share with each other. We don't always live in the way that we're supposed to. We sometimes don't share the way that we're supposed to. But we're actually... I encourage everybody, all of us here, to find some ways that we can share. Right, Adia? There's some ways that we can maybe share with each other. And find ways this week, maybe, that you can share with your family or with others. And adults, we can do that as well. Find ways that we can share with each other. Because it does feel good. And it may not always be easy, but it does feel good. And the rich and the poor... That, you know, there are people in this world we don't always treat everybody the same. You know that? We don't always treat people who have less money in the same way that we treat people with more money. So one of the things that we can do is share what we have with others, and that includes sharing with those who are less fortunate or may not have as much as we do. And that feels good, actually. When you all were getting food for Food Sunday, that was a way of sharing, right? One more thing, Adia. Yeah. Yes, we want to make sure that when we have Tigger, Tigger is equal opportunity Tigger. Let's pray together so that we can learn how to, we pray for God to help us to share well with each other. Okay, will you join me in prayer? Tigger can help us pray too. Dear God, thank you for helping make everyone equal and beloved in your eyes. Help us to be kind and wise with what we have by sharing what we have and helping others who have needs. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Blessings, everybody. And if you wanted stickers, raise your hand. Oh, come on.
Can we give a big hand to our children in the sanctuary and our old line? Can we give a big hand? God loves you, so do we. And there is nothing you can do about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sure our children, as they go on their life journey, they will get the point. They'll get to a point, they question about their worthiness. But I hope and pray, we all hope and pray, they'll remember this confession. God loves me, so do others, and there is nothing I can do about it. Amen? Right. That's what we have in our mind when we bless them with this confession.
Darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, bless
Our reading this morning is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark the seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. God also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. The word of God for all the people of God.
Have you seen this bumper sticker before? Yes? What is it? What is it? Fish. Yeah. Good. Fish is ichthus in Greek. And ichthus are the first letters of the Greek words Jesus, Christos, Theos, Unios, and Sotor, which means Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Savior. During Nero's severe persecution, this symbol was used as a means of identifying or acknowledging a fellow believer in Christ without the need for any verbal communication being exchanged. That's what it is. Then have you seen bumper sticker? Yeah. Fish, and it says Darwin in the center, and it has legs. Today, some people have these bumper stickers on their cars. They seem to believe that the theory of evolution is against God's creation story. Then some aggressive Christians came with this. It's kind of blurry, but can you see this? It's a Jesus a fish, and it's a dying fish, and Jesus' fish is eating dying fish. Is it Christian? Based on my best knowledge on the Bible, God is much bigger than what I can imagine. I believe God is much greater than what I can imagine. Darwin might have found a part of the mystery of creating God, but God's mystery is much bigger than his theory. God's creating power is far greater than what science can prove. And yet, God is not against science. And Christian belief doesn't have to be against science either. I believe science is one of God's wonderful gifts for us. The critical point of the Bible is God's power surpasses all human understanding, including science. While many Christians quote the creation stories in Genesis when being against the evolution theory, God didn't give us the creation stories in Genesis to attack evolution followers. God has a special message God wanted to tell us through those creation stories. Then what is that special message of God? What does God want us to learn from God's creation stories in Genesis? Many biblical scholars of the Hebrew Bible agree to categorize Genesis, the whole chapter 1 through the chapter 2, verse 3, as a poem. Not as science textbook-like. They believe there is a richer and deeper message than just the scientific knowledge, which God wants us to know through this creation poem. This creation poem has God creating and then God resting. And there is a fascinating thing that happens in the middle of the poem. Many times Hebrew poets would work in what is called chiastic form. It means that the poets would hide or plant the meaning of the poem somewhere in the middle. In this creation poem, there are 7 days. So the fourth day is the middle day. God said, "Let there be light in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them serve as signs to mark seasons." As signs to mark seasons and days and years. "And let them be light in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." And it was so. God made two great lights. The greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. God also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. In the fourth day, God made the sun, moon, and stars. God made the sun, moon, and stars in order to what? In order to mark seasons. For those who understood the chiastic form, it must be clear to them that the central meaning hidden in the middle of this creation poem is about seasons. It's about seasons. We live in various seasons. The season of darkness and the season of light. The season of ignorance and the season of awareness. The season of despair and the season of hope. In the season of mourning and sorrow and the season of joy. You name it. We live in various seasons in our life journey on earth. And there is a move in the seasons. In all those seasons. God repeatedly emphasized on the move in the creation poem. God repeats it 7 times. What is the move? Have you noticed that? What is the move? Moving from darkness to light. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed the refrain of the poem? "And it was evening and morning the first day. And it was evening and morning the second day." Evening and morning the third day. It was evening and morning the fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and seventh day. It was evening and morning. It's very interesting. Today, we say morning and evening, right? Yeah? Am I the only one says that? Yeah, we say morning and evening. But in this creation poem, it's evening and morning. The move from evening to morning, it is journey God has all of us on. Moving from night to day, from darkness to light, from ignorance to awareness, from mourning to joy, from despair to hope. From night to morning. Now, do you feel that you are going through night in your life journey? God is holding you up with God's mighty hands and moving you from night to day, from darkness to light. You are not alone. You are not. There was a long time that I felt I was dwelling in darkness, total darkness. As I prepared to be a pastor for a long time, I did all my best. And I was actually a golden boy. And I believed I was a very well prepared vessel to be used by God for God's ministry. Then I shared this several times. I started finding my brokenness, the cracks. And the pride was broken. I couldn't handle those cracks. I couldn't admit that this golden boy has had to have this cracks and brokenness. It was so hurtful. I felt ashamed of those cracks. But guess what? To make a long story short, eventually I experienced, actually God let me experience the light, Jesus Christ, came into me through those cracks. I realized that I was not well prepared the vessel. I was well sealed the vessel. I sealed myself even from God's grace. So I couldn't see the light. But as God opened my eyes and I saw those cracks, and eventually I experienced God moved me from darkness to light, from night to morning. As God let me experience Jesus Christ, the light coming into through those cracks. In these days, we hear a lot of sad news on TV. Do you agree? For a lengthy time, I didn't watch the news on TV. And one day, I shared that with one of my mentors, my friends. And one of them told me, you know what? This is what I feel when I watch those sad news, hear those sad news on TV. When I'm watching those news on TV, I feel God is calling me. Let's say James. James, pray for them. Pray for them. He used to feel depressed as he repeatedly listened to those sad news on TV again and again. But one day, he started feeling that God was calling him to pray for them. It was like a prayer, sharing prayer request time. Have you felt that way? If not, please try tonight. As we listen to those sad news on TV, it's not that we make ourselves be depressed. But it is an opportunity. We feel that God is calling us to pray for them, for people. God wants us to pray for the world with our words and in our actions. In these days, we see a lot of people are living in the season of darkness, season of night. For example, look at those people in Afghanistan. Can you imagine the pain and despair they're going through? But the God who moves us from night to day is calling us to be part of God's ministry to move them from darkness to light, from despair to hope. We may not have that much political power to make those decisions, and yet we still can make influence. And we, United Methodist Church, we continue to work on that through UMCOR. We help people in Haiti, in Afghanistan, and for those victims of flood in northeastern area. If you have not, please check the weekly news. And there are details how to participate in God's ministries for those people. How we can join God moving them from despair to hope, from darkness to light. Let me wrap up this good news for today with these words of the song, Now It Is Evening. Now it is evening. Light of the city, bid us remember Christ is our light. Many are lonely. Who will be neighbor where there is caring Christ? Where there is caring, Christ is our light. Yes, while we live in various seasons, there is God's move. God's move from night to day, from darkness to light, from ignorance to awareness, moving from mourning to joy, from despair to hope. And God calls us to help others to join in this God's move. How would you respond to God's call today and tomorrow? Let us take a moment of silence. And let us pray for ourselves. Lord, fill our hearts with compassion. Move our hearts, Lord. Send the Holy Spirit upon us. And open our eyes so we may see your move. We may see you move us from the night to the morning. Lord, fill our hearts with compassion so that we may start praying for the people with words and in action. Let us respond to your call, Lord. Let us pray. Now it is evening. Lights of the city, be thus remember. Christ is our light. Many, so many are lonely. Who will be neighbor? Where there is caring, Christ is our light. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Please arise in spirit. And the right in body, let us sing this hymn. Now it is evening. The faith we sing, the Black Book, page 2187, 2187. Now it is evening. Amen? Amen. Please be seated. The Lord be with you. On the night to which Jesus gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to God, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to God, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them before us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. If you feel safe, please come forward and receive the Holy Communion. And at home, you share the cup and bread. You may say, "This is the body of Christ given for you, and this is the blood of Christ given for you." And if you, in the sanctuary, if you feel safer to be served at your seat, please let us know as well. Please come forward. Let us celebrate new life in Jesus Christ together. We as God's children, we experience God's grace through the good news, God's good news, and also the Holy Communion. And as we experience God's grace, we want to respond to God's grace with our offerings. Please join me in response to God's grace together. God wants our love, more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. 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 There are various ways you can participate in this offering ministry. You know, those who are in the sanctuary, we have the offering place in the back of the sanctuary. And also our siblings in online, please check our church website. And there are various ways we can share your financial gifts for God's ministries together. It's time to pray together. It's time to pray together. We are St. Matthew's Community of Faith. We are sharing community, and we care about our neighbors who are struggling with food and hunger. So once a month, the first Sunday, we do this food ministry. So we collect the foods through the month, and we bless them and our neighbors who will receive them, and we pray for them. Would you join me in praying for our neighbors in this ministry together? Let us pray. Now it is evening. Food on the table bids us remember Christ is our life. Many, so many are hungry. Who will be neighbor? Where there is sharing, Christ is our life. Gracious Lord, we acknowledge you are the provider, and we've decided to share your blessing with our neighbors. As we share this food with all our hearts, our neighbors may feel your heart and may experience Christ is the life. Lord, continue to bless all the volunteers and continue to fill our hearts with the compassion that you have for your people, so that we may take that privilege to participate in your ministry for your people, our neighbor, Lord. We bless this food and the people with all that we are. In the precious name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We say Matthew's is also a community of prayer. We are praying community. So we share the prayer request together on Sunday morning and also through our weekly prayer list. If you have a prayer request online, you may put it on the chat. And also you can send the email to church office. The email address can be found on the church website. And also our siblings in the room, you can share your prayer request. There are papers in the back, and ushers can help you, and you can write them down, and we can share them together. And I heard some requests that people want to share the prayer requests themselves and also pray. You know, if your heart's really burning, please do so. That's okay. Just let me know. And yet, in these days, we are trying to be careful with this safety cautious. Does it make sense to you? Okay, good. Thank you. For those who worshiping with us this morning for the first time, as I share the prayer request, after each of them, I say, this is my prayer, and you may say, this is our prayer.
Harold offer prayers for my niece Susan, the Prospero with advanced lung cancer. This is my prayer. Susan Lasante, this is our prayer for Susan and all who know her. This is my prayer. Judith Kian, continuing prayers for my friend David, who is recovering from brain surgery. There seems to be no side effects from the surgery. This is my prayer. George from Slum Child Foundation. Keep my beloved wife, Beatrice, in your prayers. She is not feeling well. Pray for her, the children, our children, and the children project in Korogocho. This is my prayer. Prayers for all of the people who lose their lives to addiction and all of the friends and family who love them. This is my prayer. God worst, Eddie Hughes, who is now in Spalding Rehabilitation Center, and Nate Worst, who is recuperating at home. This is my prayer. Daughters, hold on, I cannot hear you. Let me come closer to you. Okay, from Tim, you know, his daughter, you know, it's going to be her 21st birthday this week. And I continue to pray for her success and good decision making as she is in discerning process for her future. This is my prayer. From Beth Comstock, loving and healing God, be with my friend Mark as he recovers from brain surgery. Help his family, Jan, Blake, Dylan, and Wes, to move from the evening of anxiety to the morning of peace and hope. This is my prayer. Amen. Let us take a moment of silence. Let us take a moment of silence to pray for all these prayer requests. And also please continue to pray for our neighbor in Afghanistan and Haiti, and also all the victims of this flood this time. And there are ways we can pray in our actions as well. So please, please check the weekly news and then let us participate in God's ministries for all of them together. Let us pray. One more prayer from Neil Watson. Lord, help us to give thanks in all circumstances. This is my prayer. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And I meant to mention that, you know, our brother Rob has just finished his last radiation part. But it's still ongoing journey and process. So please continue to hold him up, you know, Rob and his wife Jane, in your prayers. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Let us share the final peace of Christ together. The peace of Christ be with you all. And as we share this sign of peace with one another in the sanctuary, can we turn around and look at the camera back there and send the sign of peace of Christ to our people online? The peace of Christ be with you all. I have several announcements to share with you. As you know, I just came back from my continuing education leave and family vacation. Thank you very much for your prayers. I had a very resting and also productive time altogether. And while I joined you online service for the last 3 weeks, you know, when I came to St. Matthew's last year and learned that we had no officially certified preachers at St. Matthew's, first, I got some concerned, and then I thought maybe this is one of the missions. I need to find people and train them and nurture them to be a preacher. Guess what? After these 3 weeks, I learned that my mission is not to find people and train them, but also find prepared ones. Of course, I'll continue to find people and invite them to our preaching ministry and train them as much as I can. But and yet, you know, I will continue to find prepared ones. I believe we have a lot of prepared ones among ourselves. So thank God. And I really appreciate all our preachers and also all the worship servants. You know, all those stories we share, I truly appreciate it. Thank you so, so much. And thank God. Can we give a big hand to our God together? Thank God, Lord. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for this wonderful community of faith. Today, thank you again, all those worship servants. And thank you for joining us in worshiping God together in the sanctuary and also online. We welcome you all. If it's the first time, we'd like to get connected with you. So please send me an email. You can find my email address on the church website and also the YouTube page, the description section part, where you are now. And please join us on virtual coffee hour, the fellowship time. You can find the Zoom link on the description part on the YouTube page. No password is needed. And please check the weekly news. We have a lot of things going on, and let me highlight some of them. Next Sunday, we are going to have, actually, Back to Church Sunday, we named it, but at this point, we are not really sure we can claim that with this new wave of this the variant. And yet, we are going to have a Back to Church Sunday, next Sunday, followed by music jam and also potluck. And we're going to have a barbecue too. Carl, you're happy with that, right? Sure. So we are going to have a barbecue September 12th after the service. And still, there are still spots. So if you'd like to sing at the music event, so please let me know. Send me an email or call me. And we have a lot of volunteers who signed up for this potluck. We appreciate it. But there are still opportunities to sign up for the foods on the check-in table. There is a paper, sign up paper on the next to the name tag also, right? The sign up paper is on the next to the name tags, right? Yes, right. And also online. You can sign in online too. And we are going to have a virtual Boston Share Network fundraising spaghetti dinner on September 11th, this coming Saturday at 6 o'clock. So please join us. You know, whenever I think about this ministry, I cannot help but think about the mustard seed. Mustard seed. Years ago, God called our sister Dot and her friends and started this wonderful ministry. And now, wow. Right, Dot? Yeah, we see abundant blessing through this ministry after all these years. So please join us and support this ministry September 11th at 6 o'clock. And following Sunday, September 15th, which is a Wednesday, you may have heard about, and you might have been there, Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Community Supper. Have you heard about it? No? Yes? Yes, in our area, it has been very blessed ministry. Mount Calvary Lutheran Church hosts a community supper, and some churches take turns and be part of their ministry. And September 15th at 4:45 for 2 hours, we plan on being there and serving there. We'll be there and then we'll be serving. And I myself will go there with our siblings there. But we're still looking for 2 more volunteers. So if you feel moved, please let our sister Lynn Osborne know. And more information is on where? Where you can find the information? Weekly News. Yes, right. Weekly News. Please find it out. While I can say our back to church music jam and event with the potluck and barbecue is more about the fellowship. It's the enrich program. You know, we want to affirm that we are one community. Of course, we welcome everybody. So we more focus on enrich, you know, fellowship time. Following Sunday, September 18th, we are going to have an outreach program. We want to share this joy through music with our community, our local community. And a graciously compact big band offered the concert at our front yard at the church. But unfortunately, there is a possibility. We have been planning it very hard, but there is a possibility we might have to cancel it because there is a big challenge now, and we are still dealing with it, so pray for that. And so stay tuned. Please stay tuned. You know, we'll do all our best to make it happen, but stay tuned and pray about it. Pray for that. And then we have another music event focusing on our spirituality, our spiritual experience. On October 3rd at 4 o'clock, we are going to have the Lord's Prayer experience. The Lord's Prayer experience. You can Google it, and it's awesome. So please pray for that. Pray for the event and join us October 3rd at 4:30. It's going to happen at our beautiful, wide open front yard as well. It's so great that we have this wonderful many opportunities. So we praise the Lord. My siblings in Christ, go in peace, even in the midst of this very challenging time. We can have peace in the middle of this very challenging time because God is God of hope. And our God will continue to move us from night to morning. from darkness to light, from ignorance to awareness, from sorrow to joy, and from despair to hope. Go in peace. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Let us bless each other and bless all people through this blessing song together.
Instruments, and we have hands to use them. So if you are interested in playing this instrument, please raise your hand. They'll come out. Give one to you. The more, the better. And if you don't have an instrument, God gave you instruments here too. Throw a flat. Hey, Juan, get the piggy. Okay, let's hear everybody's noisemakers at once. Ready, set, go. Good, all right. So did you know that I was actually hired here as a choir conductor? And the choir is coming back very soon. Let me practice conducting you, okay? Watch my hand.